Hey, welcome to Growth Minded. I'm Ed Hayes. My mission for Growth Minded is to build a community of leaders committed to cultivating a positive attitude, creating a love of learning, and choosing to develop a growth mindset again and again. To stretch beyond our current abilities will require dedication, effort, and a belief in ourselves. And the results include advantages, including comfort in taking risks, striving for goals outside of your comfort zone, greater motivation, enhanced cognitive development across different areas of your life, less stress, anxiety, and depression, better personal relationships, and higher performance levels. If you sound interested, please hit that subscribe button, whether you're on YouTube, if you're on Spotify, follow this podcast, join our Growth Mind community, whether it's on LinkedIn or Facebook, and let's get started. So here's the thesis for today's episode. I'm going to try to convince you that grit is more important to success than talent. And I'm also going to try to convince you that you have the capacity to become exceptional. I'm going to be reviewing Grit by Angela Duckworth. And it'll be a pretty good episode. And today's culture, we're seeing that grit is overshadowed by talent. We're seeing shows like America's Got Talent. We're seeing The X Factor. I've never seen this show, Child Genius. I probably never will. But it's also a show, apparently. And it's basically overshadowing effort with talent. So Angela Duckworth, she has a PhD. She's a professor of psychology at the University of Pennsylvania. She's the author of the book. She was told by her father that she isn't a genius when she was a child, when she was a kid. Years later, she wins the MacArthur Fellow Award, basically saying that she's a genius. And she'll tell, like, throughout the book, she tells you that it may not have been like innate talent or exceptional, crazy IQ. It was grit. It was this doggedness in her that helped her to become, what she is today. So she may be a role model for you to say, hey, I may not be the smartest person in the room, but I'm gonna work out. I'm gonna outwork everyone here, and this will make me exceptional. This will make me, do things outside of my comfort zone. So I'm gonna speak through why grit matters, how you can grow it from the inside out, and then how you can grow it from the outside in. So let's take a look at what is grit and why it matters. So according to Duckworth, grit is a secret to outstanding achievement. Grit is the ability to keep going after failure. One of my favorite quotes is to fall seven times, stand up eight. In a nutshell, that's what grit is. It's doggedness, it's determination, it's passion and perseverance. I think of athletes. I like sports, so I think of athletes when I first think of gritty people. I even think of my cousin. I'm living with my cousin right now, and he's a gritty dude. He's been like an Iron Man all 4 years in high school, meaning that he never missed a wrestling practice. You go over his house, and you see that he has basically goals for himself written on the mirror, which is, something I've never seen anywhere else. So he reminds me of a gritty dude. I also knew someone in college, and she would be the first one to tell you, like, I may not be the smartest person here, but what I have is my work ethic. And that's something I can relate to as well. I don't think I was ever the smartest person in the room, but I do believe that I'm a hustler. You know, we'd be doing suicides in basketball practice, even 7th and 8th grade, and I would always try to win it every time. It's something that I just, it's hard to explain, but I feel like I have a little bit of what Duckworth is talking about in terms of grit, and that's why I thought this book was so interesting to read. But the second point is that grit matters because everyone has the ability to achieve great things with this mindset. It's not just, you know, one person can be gritty or two. If you have this mindset, this will help you to achieve great things. So, you know, even taking a look at people like, I'll name a few more athletes and celebrities, but Tom Brady, Michael Phelps, Tiger Woods, Will Smith, Elon Musk. Sometimes in our culture, we say these people are, they just got it, or, you know, these people aren't even human, or they're divine, or they're just goats. Like, you say someone's a goat greatest of all time, like, that's, you're just saying like they're on another level. And what I'm saying is that, you know, we're all humans at the end of the day, and what separates, you know, them from others may just be their work ethic. I'm sure they have, you know, great IQs and this and that, but maybe that secret ingredient between them and others is that work ethic and that grit over time that has actually made them seem like they're divine to the regular eye. And there's a good point in this book where where Duckworth says that, you know, we see these people, these successful people, and we say, wow, their innate ability, their talent is you know, it's extraordinary, and it's, you know, it's divine, it's magical. And she points out that when we say this, we're basically separating them from us, and we're saying that it's almost like a cop out for us to try anything new or try anything hard or to persevere or to develop a passion, because, you know, thinking this way, you may not think that you have that magic it factor. And that's why grit matters, because you change your mindset and you can say, I can do it. I believe in myself and I can do this to the best of my ability. So I thought that was a really interesting point. And basically, to close out, you know, more about grit, why it matters, Duckworth presents a study that the older generation, people like in their 60s, are more gritty than today's generation, you know, people in their 20s. She argues that this may be for two reasons. First reason is that there may be a generational impact in the ways that I was brought up, you know, versus an older generation. So there may be a generational impact, and then there may be something that happens over time. You become grittier with your age. And in terms of like the generational impact, I can see that. I see that I've grown up in a generation where immediate gratification is almost, I mean, it is always available with like iPhones, for example. You press a button and you can have food delivered. So what's the point of learning to cook? You can press the button and you have clothes at the foot of your doorstep. So it's like, you know, why would I leave my house? You know, kind of things like this that kind of goes against the grit mindset or the gritty factor. And some of the best conversations that I've had in terms of delaying gratification have been speaking with older generation and learning from them, whether it's, you know, financial or professional, you know, even spiritual, things that, you know, you delay gratification and in the long run you're setting yourself up for some success. In another episode, maybe I'll touch on these things called electric trade aid funds And basically, my uncle was telling me about the importance of compound interest, and one of the regrets that he had was that he wishes he invested earlier into his retirement than later, which would have set himself up, nicely. So he's passing along this information to me and to, my cousin, and it's in our hands to do what we do with it. We can either say, "Oh, that's great," and not follow up with it, or we can follow through with his advice and, try to shape our futures for the better. So I'll close that piece out on kind of what grit is and why it matters. And then I thought growing grit from the inside out was an interesting part of the book. She breaks this down into three pieces. This is the second piece, growing grit from the inside out. And according to Duckworth, the gritty people that she's interviewed and studied, they develop an interest, they practice that interest, they find purpose in that interest, and they find hope that they can benefit other people with this interest. She also speaks on, like I mentioned, after you have an interest, you have to practice it. This was really cool. I've read this in other books as well, called Deliberate Practice. You clearly define a goal that is outside your comfort zone, call it a stretch goal. You fully concentrate and you put your effort onto this deliberate practice. Afterwards, you seek immediate and constructive feedback. Afterwards, you repeat again and with reflection and refinement on the weaknesses that you made. So personally, I think of, final presentations at some internships that I was involved in. So doing a presentation in front of people was definitely a stretch goal. It's not something that happens on a day-to-day basis. So with full concentration and effort, I practiced and I worked on my outline. I worked on my timing. And then I would perform and speak to, people on my team. They would give me feedback and informative and constructive criticism. And I'd be able to reflect it, reduce the time, make improvements to the presentation. And that was kind of deliberate practice that I've experienced. And I think that's kind of what life is all about. It's stretching beyond what you can currently do. You won't do it perfectly the first time. You'll get feedback on how you can improve it. It's the way you interpret that feedback, I think, that's critical. As an optimist, I try to take it in stride, and I think that goes a long way when you take something not personally. You don't get defensive about the critique and feedback, and then you improve on it the next time. So that was kind of a little rant on deliberate practice, which Duckworth has studied contestants in the spelling bee, and she mentioned that the best contestants, the winners, they each practice obviously a lot more than others, but the way they practiced is what separated them from other folks, this deliberate method of practice. And then there's another interesting point that Duckworth mentions, that when we're practicing, when we're growing, even as growing up as children, we're constantly making mistake we're constantly making mistakes, we're falling over ourselves, spitting up food. But then at a certain age, sometimes our culture no longer accepts those mistakes, or the way that they react to mistakes may be different than, how mistakes were reacted to with children, for example. Frowning, pointing out errors, which teaches shame, embarrassment, and fear. So Duckworth suggested modeling emotion-free mistake making. An example would be, someone makes an error, let's say your kid, hey, I noticed you made a mistake on that. You know, I've been there before. This is part of the learning curve. I know you can do it. Here's what you can do to get better at it. So that's kind of a quick example of practice, you know, how we can have a growth mindset in learning from our errors and basically developing our interests and our practice. Another cool point that Duckworth mentions is the origin of grit. So according to Duckworth, she calls them paragons. These are examples of people with grit, almost like perfect examples. Every paragon or example of grit that she studied, they've all had a spark to what their passion is, what their purpose is. They saw a role model that are doing, you know, something similar that they're interested in. They've had a revelation that there's a problem in this world, and a second revelation that they can fix it. So personally, I got into supply chain. I got the spark in my junior year from a role model, my professor, and just the way the class would run just had a flow to it. It had great energy, and his enthusiasm for the subject was something that really stuck with me. And he was talking back, this was Hurricane Maria. He was saying, you know, here's what my company's doing to make an impact on the world, to basically help people who need our help right now with generators, you know, water, electricity. And that always stuck with me. So kind of all in this course of one semester, I felt like I had a spark, a role model, a revelation that there's people in this world who, you know, need food, water, and clothing, and a revelation that, you know, supply chain can be a way to fix it and help people. So to continue to grow your purpose and your interest, your hope, Duckworth suggests reflecting on some of the work that you're already doing and seeing and reflecting how it can have a positive impact to society. She mentions to think in small but purposeful ways, how you can change your current work to enhance the connection to some of your core values. And then finally, you know, finding inspiration in a purposeful role model goes a long way as well. So final piece on growing grit from the inside out. I'm really glad that Duckworth touches on the growth mindset, because that's basically the foundation of this podcast is the growth mindset, believing in yourself, believing that you have no limits and the capacity to, you know, do anything that you put your mind to. So here's what Duckworth says on a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset. A fixed mindset about ability leads to pessimistic explanations of adversity, and that in turn leads to both giving up on challenges and avoiding them in the first place. In contrast, a growth mindset leads to optimistic ways of explaining adversity, and that in turn leads to perseverance and seeking out new challenges that will ultimately make you even stronger. And that kind of has a cycle to it. So once you get stronger, you continue to develop a growth mindset, you seek out new challenges, you overcome them, makes you stronger. So it's almost like, if there are any Dragon Ball Z fans here, I'm going on a little sidebar, but it's almost like going Super Saiyan, or when you're a Saiyan, you fight someone. If you lose, you know, if you're still standing or you're still living, they say you come back to the next fight even stronger. So, you know, that always sticks out to me. So shout out to Goku and shout out to Vegeta on that one. So basically what I really wanted to speak on here was that Duckworth mentions that optimists and pessimists, pessimistic people both see challenges and setbacks, they see basically the same amount of challenges and setbacks. And they say 90% of life is how you react to them. And that's kind of the difference between having a fixed mindset and having a growth mindset. There's a good quote that when you search for ways to change your situation for the better, you stand a better chance of finding them. When you stop searching, assuming that they can't be found, you guarantee that they won't. So I'll let that resonate a little bit, but I'm glad she touched on the growth mindset. And for more on the growth mindset, reach out to me. I'm no expert in it, but I have read a few books that have covered it. And then take a look at this book too, Grit. There's a few good pages on the growth mindset here. And Duckworth mentions ways that we can promote other people to have a growth mindset. So instead of saying, oh, you're natural, you got that X factor, I love it. Try saying, you're a learner, I love it. Great effort, I love it. Those are things that don't come naturally, like effort, but that can help enhance your grit. Another example is saying, you know, instead of saying, like, maybe this isn't your strength, let's try something else. Say, you know, I have high standards for you. I'm holding you to them. I know you can reach them together. Let's work through this. So to close out growing grit from the inside out, Duckworth suggests to update your beliefs about intelligence and talent, practice optimistic self-talk, like, you know, I got this, I believe in myself, and then ask others for help, other people that you know are optimistic and who you think have a growth mindset. And then to close things out, growing grit from the outside in, this touches on different ways that you can implement parenting strategies, and even, you know, if you're a coach, different ways that you can build a culture of grit. So Duckworth provides an example of Steve Young, for example, and she argues that he had both supportive and demanding parents. Supportive in that they're always around for him on the weekends to be emotionally there, and then demanding in that, you know, when he's calling his father up that he wants to, you know, come home from college, he's the eighth string quarterback in his freshman year, his father says, you know, you're not coming back to this house. And basically meaning that he has high standards for him, but he believes that his son can, you know, become the top quarterback, and eventually he goes on to the NFL and becomes one of the best NFL quarterbacks of all time. So Duckworth mentions a hard thing rule. It's something that she does with her family, and it's something that I like to do, you know, one day with my family if I ever have kids. And it's basically that each person in your family picks something hard to do and sticks with, and they stick with it. For Duckworth and her family, I think one or two of her kids did like violin or dance practice, and they stuck to it. And she has studies that show in high school, the people who will eventually become successful are the folks that stick to their extracurriculars, and they develop an interest, a passion, and perseverance towards it. Personally, I like to, you know, push myself in terms of, you know, how far I run, but also pace myself. But, you know, I try to run a few times a week when I'm healthy, and so I'll jot down how far I run, and then for the next month, I'll try to run farther, with kind of no end goal in mind. But I do want to incrementally get better from one month to another. And that's hard. And it's not easy, but some of the highs that you get from saying that, oh, I was never able to do this, now I can, it's tough to replicate. So that's the hard thing rule. To kind of close this section out, Duckworth suggests to build your grit from the outside in, seek seek a gritty team, seek gritty people that you can learn from, seek a gritty company that you can join, and that will help your grit. When you're surrounded by people who are gritty, you in turn will be gritty, and you will develop the habits of those folks as well. So I'm not expecting anyone to join the Seattle Seahawks anytime soon, but in a smaller sample size, this is something that's very helpful to keep in mind going forward. It's almost like the circle of influence. Whoever you surround yourself with may be reflective of some of the habits that you already have. So we spoke on what grit, why it matters, how you can grow grit from the inside out, how you can grow grit from the outside in. We started saying at the top of the episode that Duckworth was told by her father that she wasn't a genius. She later on went to prove him wrong when she won a MacArthur Fellow Award, which basically says that she's a genius. But she says the way that she became a genius wasn't through innate talent or ability. It was through grit. Doggedness is one of my favorite words, and perseverance and passion. So in today's culture, grit may be overshadowed by things that we see on TV, like America's Got Talent, The X Factor, Child Genius, whatever that show is. But I'm going to close my argument with grit is more important to success than talent, and everyone has the capacity to become the best versions of themselves, to become exceptional. So this is Growth Minded. I'm Ed Hayes. Stay gritty, and I'll see you next week.